See, the guys in Gloucester County tomorrow at Rowan College for the one-day case law class. So people are coming out. Hopefully, I've been polishing it up all day, making it real nice for you guys. Should be a nice training experience tomorrow. See you guys there at 9 a.m. It'll be good. I put a post out earlier about what guys wanted me to touch upon. I got a message from a guy who actually requested a specific thing. I think I've touched on it before, but I'm going to clarify it for him. So it comes down to something that's a question I get a lot, which is, if somebody in a motor vehicle is not violating Title 39 or an offense, can I ask them for identification? Can I command or compel identification without a violation? And am I allowed to run people? And this question gets posed to me a lot. And let me just do this video again. I know we have a lot of new members in the group that don't know. So I'm going to read a case, Tornberg versus ABC, 2002. This is a United States federal Supreme Court case, and we've adopted it here in New Jersey. And it says, in the absence of reasonable grounds to suspect criminal activity or other violation of the law on part of the passenger, it would be improper for an officer to demand the passenger's identification after stopping a vehicle for a routine traffic violation. Now, with that being said, however, you are allowed to ask under State versus Sirianni, 2002, as a mere field inquiry. The courts have determined that a person in the back and you're asking them for ID, it's the same as if you walked up to somebody on the street and asked them for ID, as long as, you couldn't demand it, but, and they could refuse it, but you could still always ask for it. It's a mere field inquiry. You're allowed to do that. Now, the question is, Dennis, am I allowed to check them through NCIC? And there's this case that came out in 2008, State versus Sloan. I'm going to just slide down a little bit here on my, so here's what State versus Sloan said, and I'll include the hyperlink. You guys can click it and you can read the case. It's a really, really pivotal case for us to clarify a lot of stuff. And it said, leaving a vehicle to be driven by a passenger or third party allows you the right to check their drive credentials for criminal wants and warrants. This also allowed police officers to run warrant checks of passengers without reasonable suspicion. There it is. So when you have your supervisor, again, I'm not your boss. You must listen to them. But when somebody's telling you that you can't run people without any reason, in actual reality, you can. You may want to not agree with me on that. That's fine, but it's the truth. I can't change the truth of what it is. It's the truth. An NCIC check by the police is not a search under the federal or state constitutions. And it said, during a motor vehicle stop, the passenger, like the driver, sees under the federal constitutions. Federal and state constitutions. Police do not need a reasonable suspicion before they may access the NCIC database. And because accessing the NCIC database was within the scope of the traffic stop, it did not unreasonably prolong the stop. There was no basis to suppress the evidence found. State versus Sloan, 2008, it's out of Carteret. I'm not going to talk about the details of the case. You guys can read it. I would urge you to read these cases as I quote them. And again, we go back to guys need to be focusing on passengers and motor vehicles. If you have somebody who is in violation of Title 39, if you look at the things that I posted and talked about, and you have passengers that are in violation of Title 39, then you can compel people to give their ID. They have to give you their identification. If somebody is in violation of some kind of law or statute, they have to give you their ID. People ask me, like, well, what do you do if, like, the guy's wearing a seatbelt and maybe the car smells like weed or they smell like weed? Like, then we go right back into State versus George Myers, where you can arrest for the odor of marijuana on somebody's clothing and use this while we have it. Obviously, at a certain point, we're going to have marijuana legalized. It doesn't mean that when marijuana is legalized, that we're going to lose the ability to do everything as cops. Some of this case law may change with the arresting and the odor. But just know that if you look at some of the message boards amongst police officers in states where marijuana is legal, they're still making arrests for possession of marijuana and distribution of marijuana because they're not, these people are not following the guidelines that are set forth, and a black market has exploded with illegal marijuana distribution. So don't think it's going to be over. Some of the case law may change. Some of it may not. It may still give you the right to search it and make sure they're in compliance with whatever the laws are going to be, like a liquor law, if that does come to New Jersey. So, and just remember, like, we're still going to have heroin, cocaine, stolen items, identity theft, kidnappings, murder, stolen cars. You're going to have all this stuff still. Legalization of marijuana doesn't change that. And for those people who don't want to really accept the legalization of marijuana, guess what they legalized years ago? Opioids. So we have prescription heroin in New Jersey. So before you shit your pants, start screaming and stomping the feet like a little baby, you got doctors giving out pills to people and hooking them to opioids. And you want to get pissed because marijuana is now going to become legal. So it is what it is. I'm impartial. I don't really give a shit either way. But these are the things you can use. And really, you should be asking people on motor vehicle stops for their identification, really get into the habit of that. And the more you know, the better you're going to be at your job. And I was talking about a Title 39 violation, but I think that's good for tonight. I got to get ready. I got to get home. I just friggin' work for tomorrow. If you guys need anything, have any questions, reach out to me. I think I covered the basis. So, the question from the guy was, if they're stopped as part of an investigation, like you can't just take somebody's ID because you tell them, like you can't compel somebody and be like, you owe me your ID. I have to take it. If you don't give it to me, you'll be under arrest because I have to put it into CAD notes. It doesn't fly like that. But under other circumstances, you can compel identification and they have to give it to you if they weren't wearing their seatbelt or they flipped an ash out the window or littered or whatever it may be that they violated Title 39. You can compel identification at that point. If they don't want to give it to you, they can be arrested under obstructing administrative law 2C29(1) under State versus Pearlstein, where somebody's refusing to give you motor vehicle documents and you can bring them in. So, yeah, I know it sounds like a lot. I know that maybe there's some people out there who are like, there's no fucking way that's going to be. It's just the truth. Okay, I don't need to debate this with folks. There's nothing. I get guys like, oh, my, this guy doesn't believe it. I'm like, there's nothing to debate. I'm merely just taking this stuff and giving to you guys in plain English language. There's no debate. It's the way it is. It's all legal. It's all true. Come to me, bring something that says it's not, and I'll change what I'm talking about. But until then, I'm going to follow what the New Jersey Supreme Court says and the United States Supreme Court. That's who I'm going to follow. So have a good night.